Yes, Lord. Besidiato bata. Complete the purging process, saith the Spirit of grace. Go all the way to the end, saith the Spirit of grace. And leave nothing for chance, leave nothing on the table left unturned, saith the Spirit of grace. For have I not said in seasons gone by that the greatest of all these is love, and the last that will appear and the last that will be perfected will be all those things having to do with and pertaining to love, one for another and for me, giving all of everything you are over to me and loving each other all the way to death, saith the Spirit of grace. Yes, for this is the plight. This is the road of the revivalist. This is the one that goes all the way in and leaves nothing unturned. Leave no place in your life for offense. Leave no place in your life. Let everything be reconciled to the cross. Have I not said in my word that if you desire forgiveness, you must forgive? And if you do not forgive, neither will I forgive you, saith the Spirit of grace. For your Father loves you beyond all things and has placed all of his kingdom in your hands to bring forth this great outpouring in this last hour. Hear this instruction. Forgive everyone of all things at all times. Leave nothing contrary in your heart to the image of where you're going, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hold no one captive. Even as I have said, you are not a victim. Neither hold anyone a victim of anything in regards to an offense. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Be quick, very quick to forgive. Watch your sarcasm one with another, that it doesn't come out of a place of where there's malice. Let all fun and sarcasm and those things that are light be just that, from a light place of the heart. Let nothing come from the roots of bitterness. Go deeper into me, for there's still yet to be cleansed and there's yet to be washed. And you'll see. You'll see, because the further you go in and the more that my forgiveness is displayed to you and through you, you'll find layers and levels of my peace and levels of my authority that'll question the great questions of the mind of why these things have not yet come to pass as in power and revival. Becaraso. Because they're hidden below layers sometime of unrecognizable malice for things said or things done in the past. Your argument and how I can forgive these things is reconciled by my word and by the power of my Spirit through my Son. For I provided all these things through everything that he went through in the garden. So lay hold on these things and make excuses no more, for these are one of the last and great things to be done in my body before I come in this explosion of my glory on the earth, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do not wait for communion. Do not wait for sermons. Do not wait for exhortations. Do not wait for encouragement. Do not wait for inspiration from some other source or some place in your life in which you'll be inspired to let others go free from places that you've held them in your heart. The appointment is now. The time is now. Release all. Leave nothing on the table unturned. Let me come and inspect every part of your life. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husbands. And be not bitter against them either. One. Bekalasote. Forgive all the past. Walk in the fruitful land of life, miracles. Mekaroseteata. Children, forgive parents. Parents, forgive children. Partners and business, forgive one another. I say unto you, there is no excuse that stands before me as legitimate to hold anything in this life that should not be forgiven, saith the Spirit of the Lord. I have forgiven you. Now you forgive others. Becaroso tele. Bela calaso requeresitia. Bela carose le mete. You'll see. You'll see and you'll wonder why it's so easy. Why it's so easy when it was so hard to pull up the miracles and see the divine glory that'll fall in your midst. The purging is among you. And the purging is worldwide to those who have ears to hear. And as I said, purge your hearts. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourselves. And walk in the newness of who you are. And make this a daily consecration to me. For when the revival rages and kingdoms and nations are turned in your own land around you, it will be that you keep this anthem in your heart always. That nothing settles there for a moment. Not one moment that you allow anything to offend you. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Do not accuse in your mind your brothers. Guard and garrison your thoughts during the day when something lights on you in your thoughts and wants to take you off into accusations concerning this one or that one. Garrison your mind and bring it in immediately and submit it unto me. Strongholds are those thoughts that have been allowed to run free concerning your brethren and accusations. Your facts are not my truth, saith the Spirit of grace. Who is it that will judge another man's servant? Unto me he's able to stand or fall. Stand upright and judge correctly in your heart that I am the Lord unto them as I am the Lord unto you. And as I forgive you of your trespasses, I forgive them of their trespasses. Call unto me daily to purge your heart and make your heart pliable, that there's no part in it that becomes hardened through accusation. Bring forth unto me this purging, and you will see that what I have promised will come to pass, saith the Spirit of grace.